Welcome to the Outspoken Podcast. My name is Patrick Gaskell, and you will not believe who I have here with me today. Guest one, two, of course, it's the beautiful Laura Kate yet again.
Hello, and welcome back.
So today we're going to be talking about physical activity and fitness and why it's important, the benefits to your body, not just your body, your mind, and in turn leads to a better life. So how do you want to kick this off?
Well, let's start by talking about
some benefits.
Yeah, some of the benefits, 100%. So, I mean, full disclosure, Patrick and I are both quite active people. We always have been for our entire life. But we recently decided to join a gym after kind of taking a bit of a break. So we are running off from experience here, and some of the benefits that we can talk about are a pulled off of our past experience, but also we're pretty jazzed about it right now.
Well, the great part looking at it right now too is that considering the timing of this podcast, you're looking at the fact that we've had the outside the perception of just being inactive for a long time and being active again once again. So this will kind of give a perception of like both sides of the coin. We've just went through the inactivity and the activity, and now we can kind of like give you more of a magnifying glass of both, because it both just happened to us recently.
Yeah, no, it's very true. So what do you think some of the benefits are? Or say, like, let's just make it easy. Like, yeah. What have you experienced since being back?
Okay, so pain.
First and foremost.
Yeah, pain. Yeah, lots and lots of pain. But, I mean, there's nothing. It's the best sign. Without the pain, like, you think about it. When you go to the gym, you don't get to see results right away. The only thing that is a sign of improvement is the pain. So I love it, right? So anytime that I'm feeling anything in my bicep, any part of my body, I'm like, okay, well, this is working, right? Because I can't look in the mirror right now and see that it's working. So I gotta just trust that the pain is what's actually showing you, is leading the way, essentially. But yeah, I think that that's one of the things that I've noticed. I found that my energy levels are higher now. Not that they weren't before, but I just get more. I get less fatigued during the day, needing feeling like I want to nap or I don't want to do anything, which, you know, I use that towards productivity. So I know that I have a little bit more energy. Great, whether it's reading, anything that, like, if you're feeling like napping, it's hard to read, right? So anything like that. And pain, energy. And I guess I just find myself more sharp. Like my brain is just going more, and it already is, right? So it's just like more. I feel like sometimes it's probably hard to have a conversation with me because I'm like here, there, with you, not with you, blah, 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 right? What about you?
Yeah, no, I definitely, almost instant. Well, thing is too, like I was so active for so many years that I have been training my body to like that. To be able to be like, that's its happy place.
Right.
So I snapped back really quickly into the active lifestyle. And as soon as I got back into running and going to the gym, I have definitely felt, same here, the energy level. It is miraculous. That is the thing that is kind of blowing my mind the most. Obviously I have an autoimmune disease, so fatigue and whatnot are very common for me, and I'm finding I am the most awake and energetic I've felt in a very long time. A bit of pain for sure, but I'm actually, because most of my disease causes pain, I find that right now I'm experiencing less pain
than I used to.
Exactly. And it's kind of one of those things like my disease affects my body and causes me pain all over, which can make me want to not move at all because I'm in so much pain. But it's interesting, and I knew this already, but it's interesting to see the quick change of suddenly becoming more active and already I'm experiencing less swelling, less pain, less fatigue, And it is really amazing. The other amazing thing I've noticed is that what I am craving, what I decide to cook, what I decide to buy at the grocery store, all of those things have swapped, like almost like snapped back into that healthy, wholesome, whole food.
Just a little extra push. You're always pretty good with health,
yeah,
reasons.
But I mean, I found too, like before Christmas, I was kind of, I'm like, I'm craving a veggie burger. Like I just want that veggie burger so bad. And now I'm starving and I'm like super excited to make like a nice salad. And even the snacks I pack for work, instead of being carb filled, I'm doing like
better. Yeah, well, you've
better...
done a ton of work, right? And yeah. I guess a part of it is just like you don't want to fall short. Like you've done 80% of the work, which is getting outside of your house, going to the gym, getting active, and what, you're going to short out once you get home?
Well, no, actually, I mean like healthy living and losing weight, staying fit, all that stuff is actually, it actually is 80% diet. But I mean, I've had the benefit of training myself for years and years and years, educating myself on diet and exercise and things like that. And so I have the tools. But I just noticed that since going back to the gym, that's one of the main things. I just kind of went right back into that like, happy medium of
full health.
Eating. Full health. Yeah, well, like,
geez, for me, like I didn't mention one of the things that I definitely noticed, but God, am I ever more hungry?
Yeah.
Like, I'm starving all the time. And I mean, that's basically fueling your body for all the energy that's kind of put out there, right? So those are some of the things I noticed, but it's funny, just by naming those things, you can tell the benefits lead to a better body and a sharper mind, right? I said I'm
yeah,
sharper,
mind
I'm thinking
too.
More.
I find that too, in the productivity, I feel so much more productive. And my mind, I do feel so much more sharp.
Focused.
Like so focused. And I feel like, honestly, it's like a cloud has been lifted out of my brain.
You
and even
her.
Like sometimes I work super late. I'll work till like 11 p.m. And by like 8 p.m. I am exhausted. But since being back at the gym, I'm ready to go. I am still sharp, focused, and clear-headed until my shift is over. I don't have that lull anymore.
And I feel like that's one of the things that goes overlooked so much about physical activity. Every single person is thinking like, oh, well, you know, I don't really care about, you know, having biceps or like, you know, looking jacked or anything like that. I don't want to be like anybody that's like a gym rat or anything like that. Like they have, in my opinion, it's an excuse. Or
misconception.
One of it could be an excuse. The other could be like a misconception of essentially not knowing the pros and cons of that physical activity.
But I think also like you came into that kind of saying the gym. But I think that there is so many ways to get physical and be active in your life that don't include the gym.
Like, so let's talk about those. What kind?
So whether it's sports, if you love a sport, there's so many places that you can play your sports, whether it's recreational, competitive, even like as you get older, there's still teams that you can join. Whether it's walking your dog, running your dog, walking on a trail, hiking, things like that.
Okay,
what else?
You can
do rock climbing, you can do swimming, you can do skiing, snowboarding,
martial arts,
you can do kickboxing, all these different things that aren't necessarily, sometimes, I mean, martial arts and kickboxing can kind of be more like gym vibes depending on where you're going, but
yeah,
it is different, but it's still a very,
it's almost class-like, just like I've done it, like the kickboxing thing I did for a little while, I loved it. It's challenging, I think there's another thing that people don't realize is the different type of cardio workout you get and workout based off of whether you're doing something martial arts, treadmill, bike, all that, they give you a completely different spin-off of a workout and it's amazing some of the different results that you've been able to get.
Yeah, 100%.
Doing those type of things. From like, some of the ones that I've experienced is like rock climbing, amazing, loved it. Kickboxing, same, and I do soccer as well. And every single one of them gave me a completely different cardio or
strength training
workout. Completely.
Yeah. Well, their thing is too, they have different, like for your mind too, they have different things that draw you to them and keep you with them. And I think that's one of the main reasons how some people kind of let that that motivation slip by is because they are missing something that keeps them motivated. And the thing that main thing, if you are talking about the gym, is variety. If you're going to the gym and doing the same thing all the time as a newcomer, like if you're trying to like get into the gym and you're trying to do the same thing all the time, I feel like that can be a reason why you get boring, you fall out of it, you're not interested anymore, and it's harder and harder to peel yourself out of
it. It can be. I think further than that, you said it. It comes down to the reasoning why people fall off of their workout and why they stop going, essentially, is if you're going there just because, oh, your friend goes to the gym, or, you know, you think you should get in better shape or anything like that, forget about it. It's never going to last. But if you're going there for an actual interior reason, you know that either your health is at risk, so you need to start going to the gym, and that's something that is very high on your priority list. You want to get ready for a marathon coming up in a couple months, and you are committed to it, and you're thing that your family's part of, whatever, something that you feel is extremely important to you is what's going to help you push through all those obstacles that come along. Because I guarantee you, like, some of the excuses I hear all the time is, oh, well, I don't have time because I work all the time. Well, I mean, like, that's, to me, that's like, not an excuse.
I have all the time. I still make
Everyone
time.
Works all the time, right? So, like, to me, that's not an excuse. So you look at, what else? I don't have enough money, right? Fine. Don't go to a gym. Do some sort of other physical activity. You know what I mean? Like, go down the street and shovel everyone's driveway. Yeah, whatever.
You
There's
can
so
go to
many
my
different
street.
Things.
Yeah. It's winter. It's snowing more now. Please come to my street and you can shovel my driveway and my neighbor's.
She's not going to give you the address.
You thought I was, but
yeah,
no, I'm not.
Not happening. But those are sort of things that you can definitely do. There's so many, you know, you can go just whether like you said, like hiking in the forest, just bundle up, you know, if you have any cold weather where
well,
you are,
like,
if not,
you
know,
you. Like what is that?
I did nothing.
No, bring people with you, or you know what I mean, like, but it's about finding what aligns with you, what is gonna be like drawing to you. And I find too, like, motive, like you said motive is such a huge key thing. And to draw on like personal experience, even me, so I find back when I used to be more especially gym wise I was really into going to the gym. I would go one or two times a day. I loved it. I was so committed and focused on it, but it was almost obsessive. And the focus I found, like, back then I was younger, and I found the focus was so much more, like, yeah, I was on feel, and I was kind of like, I was vegan for a couple years, and I was focusing on health, but a huge motivation was aesthetics for me at that time. And that was actually horrible, because it became obsessive, and it became not healthy, and I wasn't focused on feeling better or getting stronger or being healthier. I was focused on the aesthetics, which can so easily lead to
consume
this
you.
Toxic frame of mind where you don't see the results you want, or you're seeing results but it's not enough, or one because your body is so like.
So I'm kind of split on that. Like, I understand completely. You can get consumed in it and almost be like, well, in the community of people doing that. But I feel like it is whatever, as long as there's a good reason to get you to the gym, because there are health reasons. I think that
no, let me just finish my point though. On my experience is like, yeah, that's like, we can go into that, but for me, like, that was something that was like not good, versus now where my motivation is the like is health and fitness, and act like those are the main reasons for going. My body is what led me to joining a gym. I wasn't thinking about joining a gym until my body felt like that need to go. And now the feeling I have there is so different. The feeling after a workout is so different. And I know in turn my body will change as I get more fit and I'm more active. But I can feel it as a long-term change because I know that my goals align with something healthy. And I think you made a good point about how it is like getting active. Any motivation is a motivation.
Yeah.
But to a certain point, you have to.
That's
help.
It. So when it comes to the point where it's like totally consuming, and I don't.
I think there's something female thing with that, though.
Yeah, there's definitely a male thing.
Because I think that for men, there is, like, there's more of that getting bigger, getting stronger, more muscular.
Yeah.
And that can, but you also, at a certain age...
Let's get shredded, but like...
But at a certain point, you realize what your body's capabilities of building muscle are, and you kind of just get on board with that, and you know kind of where you're...
So I think
where your goals should line.
It's interesting because you look at it like you're doing it for health reasons, generally because your whole body is like, okay, well, I need to feel better. I need more energy. I need to be active. I'm feeling, and you know, it has so many implications on like depression and how you're feeling, anxiety, all these different things. They really help taking some of those things away. And if you're doing it for health and wellness, it's probably the healthiest way or reason to go to the gym. And you know, maybe going to the gym so that you're super buff and like what you believe is more attractive to other people and all that stuff is not a terrible reason, unless it becomes that excessive, like you said, almost obsessive, I said already. Yeah, like too much. You know what I mean? You're doing it for and it's kind of like dictating your life at that point instead of doing it because for health reasons.
Well, and I don't know. For me, like health, gym, exercise, all that, that's mind, body, life. It has to be all of those things. And if you are just focusing on, I'm doing this so that I can look the most amazing, that's going to be toxic no matter what. And it's going to ripple into your life in the same way versus the opposite. Whereas if your focus is health, happiness, longevity, maintaining a healthy homeostasis for your body that works long term, that's gonna ripple into your life in a positive way. And you're going to in turn feel better at the gym, feel better in your body, feel better in your clothes, feel better at work, more productive, better friends, better relationship, yada yada, it goes on.
I like that. And it's true. And that's exactly how it goes. It's almost the flow chart of physical activity. All those benefits lead to your body. And then the way that you think and that you do. And with all that energy, you can be more productive. And you know what? I'll even go to the extent to say that when people feel that they don't have time for stuff, it's because they constantly have to almost recharge to have the energy to have more time.
Well, and I've been in that trap. Like 1,000 times. I don't
have time for this and that. It's because you're constantly kind of like having to take those breaks because you don't have the energy. And it's so funny, right? It's almost like
counterintuitive.
Where I'm gonna go waste more, or I shouldn't say waste. I'm gonna go spend more energy to have more energy.
Yeah.
Like what? Like it's kind of weird to think about, right?
Until you felt it, it sounds, even for myself, even though I knew it was true. The amount of time I told myself, I'm working too much, I'm too tired with my exhaustion level, all the things I have to do. I just can't join a gym. I just can't. I can't start. I had a yoga mat. I did yoga for years. I could have done more yoga at home, but I'm too tired. I don't have time. Versus the day I started the gym. Instantly, more energy. And I'm like, sometimes I feel like, yeah, I could go again. Like, I want to go again.
Couldn't agree.
That's amazing. I mean, that to me is amazing. And it's so instantaneous. I mean, it's not always like that.
So take me through your journey. And whether it's to add from the times that you've gone before and now, what do you think the stages are for someone that's essentially starting to go to the gym, whether you're brand new, you've done it before, whatever. You're starting, how are you feeling, blah, 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 and why maybe people fall off, or, you know, one of those things that's helped you, what to expect. So say you're going into the gym, someone's listening to this, and they're kind of going in bare, and or they're going again because they were unsuccessful before. What are the stages you've gone through and how have you overcome those challenges?
Okay, so it's one of those kind of circumstantial things where it does really depend on your personal.
But I feel like if you're gonna share and I share, they get a like mm-hmm. different point of views that they can go for.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, there are definitely some major things that happen kind of periodically throughout that activity journey. And at different stages of my life, I've kind of experienced this variation of that. But there's usually kind of start with a motivation, a push. Something inside you says, do this. So there's kind of an excitement in that. And depending on who you are and where you're at and what experience you have with the gym, if that's your first kind of go-to, you have a different level of potential nervousness when starting up with that, but you're excited because you've got this motivation that's driving you to either get fit, get lean, look better, feel better, whatever your motivation is. I think that's kind of like the first little stage that you're at. Second, I've been through it two ways where it's like you start going and either it's amazing and the best, which is what I'm feeling right now, but in the past, and I think other people too, could be feeling more of the pain. Your body is reacting in a painful way. You're experiencing your muscles kind of reacting to, hey, we haven't done this before, or it's been a long time since we did this. And so that can either kind of bring you down or make you feel very excited about the progress that you're experiencing, kind of like you said, Patrick, about your experience, the pain of it. And then what happens next kind of, it depends on the person, depends on what you're doing. I think it depends on your gym personally. And if you've taken the time to figure out, actually let's go into this later, but let's talk about finding the right gym for you.
Okay.
If people do research on that. But yeah, I feel like that next stage after you kind of started going, the first couple times you go, you're going to get into a habit of it. You're going to be in that almost like a honeymoon stage of the gym where you're excited and motivated. And it's like, even if I don't feel like going, I'm motivated and I'm going to get out of bed and it's going to be amazing. And you feel good when you're there.
You're so true.
Right?
I feel like
it's like a honeymoon,
love-hate relationship to full-on relationship where you just see each other all the time. And it's just like, you can't go without each other. It's so routine.
Well, it's either good or bad though. The thing is too, it's like either a good or bad relationship. So I feel like it can be compared to both. Whereas some people, it's the honeymoon stage and they feel great. They're going every day or, 3 to 5 days a week and they're committed. And then it becomes too routine and they're not growing anymore.
The plateau. Deadly, deadly plateau. What no male, I don't know about females, but when we hit that plateau.
Oh, it is definitely off. It's not a sex thing.
Okay, so it's for you guys too.
Oh, it's for
you girls too.
And it's not just girls, it's any person. It's not just
God, that plateau.
Yeah, that plateau. And that plateau can either make you push harder. It's a sign that you are not doing enough. Your body wants more. Or people get bored, they're not seeing progress anymore, and other things fill up their life. They sink back into the old habits of not being active and focusing and giving their time and energy to something else. And I think that is something that's like right there, that's like that pinnacle moment where either you drop off or pick it up.
Yeah, I feel like that at that point, it really comes to a judge of character.
Whether you're
the type of person, in my opinion, it goes to the point where you're either the type of person that goes, okay, I kind of hit my plateau and you kind of get discouraged and you keep going, or you're the type of person that goes, you know what, a plateau is a plateau, this is so good for, and you just plow through no matter what.
I mean, there are some reasons why I will agree with that, but I disagree on a lot of fronts, just because I wouldn't say it's a type of person kind of thing. It is so much more complex than that. It comes into state of life, like things like past experience with this certain thing. It comes, you know what I mean? Until you may not have ever experienced a gym plateau before. So you don't even know.
I have.
Saying other people. They may not have experienced that before. And so they don't even realize it until they've sunk off of going to the gym anymore. And then a little while later, they think about it and they think, wow, I was going and then I hit this stage where I wasn't progressing and I stopped. I guess I plateaued. Maybe I have to push harder. Everyone is allowed to come to those realizations on their own. I don't think everyone goes into it knowing that. And I don't think they may be a very, very committed and outwardly progressive kind of person. I don't think that their type of personality is why they didn't push past that plateau. They may not have known. And they may not have
you
tried.
You think it's maybe a lack of knowledge?
It could be that. They may not have known. Seeing as every body has similarities but differences, and what might push your body out of that plateau and into something that is more progressive is going to be different than your friend, your boyfriend, your mom. Like, it's going to be different. And if you are really into it, you can do research on it and try to find something that will pull you out of it. But sometimes if you're kind of living your life and, I mean, things are busy and time goes by quickly. If you are kind of, you lose the progress and you kind of slip out of it a bit, you can catch the undertow of that pretty easily.
The other thing that I find that a lot of people are, that most people experience when thinking of enrolling into the gym, going to the gym or anything like that, is feeling judged. So I know when I was younger, my opinion was people are going to be looking at me. One, so it comes in two phases. One, you're going to be looking at me. I used to be really skinny, right? So when I'm doing anything, when I'm lifting less weights than other people, you know, not running as long as other people, and as a competitive person, that affects you maybe a little bit more, but you're always that feeling that someone may be staring at you, kind of like, oh, look at this guy or look at this girl, you know what I mean, is scary for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so what advice, I suppose, so that's one category. The other person is they come into the gym and they don't know what to do, and that is super common. I mean, I didn't know what to do when I first got there. I just started lifting whatever I saw. I'm just like, oh, I'm on this machine right now. Okay, now I'm gonna go do this machine. Then on this machine, I did like 7 different workouts off completely different muscles. None of them correlated, right? So it's like, what is that word of advice to each one of those people that are struggling with those issues?
Okay, so I'll start with the one about the knowledge.
Okay.
And, we live in a very amazing time right now where everything is on the internet. Not just, you don't have to sit there and read. There is videos.
Apps now.
I know. Back when I was younger, I had apps on my phone that guided me through ab and arm and back workouts. All
lucky,
these things.
I didn't.
They were out there. You just didn't look for them.
There was no apps at that time.
Yes, there was. There's been tons for years and years and years and years and years.
On a 3G iPhone?
Yes. I used it on my iPod Touch, like way back in the day.
Pretty sure iPod Touch came after iPhone 3G.
It was around the same time, and it was the same thing. Anyway.
Interesting. You didn't know about it at that point, right?
Thing is, but I'm just saying I did. But I'm saying that nowadays, YouTube, if you want to know how to do anything, just go on YouTube. We should have a segment on YouTube. Just on like the how-tos and like what you can learn. But in regards to working out, there is people who spend their entire day creating videos to show you form, types of workouts, types of machines, and run through everything with you and give you that guide. Watch a couple of those and suddenly you'll go into the gym and you'll actually have an idea.
Because there's nothing more fearful than going into something not knowing anything. You know what I mean? Not knowing what to do.
That might be exciting if you're that kind of person, but if you're not,
100%. When it's a social environment, it can be very scary.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. And that's why another tip would be to, I mean, I feel like everyone has at least one friend that goes to the gym. So you can ask that friend to kind of give you a tour and or kind of an...
Yes, ask for help.
A run through. Even like there's people who work at gyms. If you ask them, hey, I just joined this gym. A little new. I know how to work a couple things. Would you mind just showing me your machines, showing me how they work and give me some tips?
Do personal training too.
Yeah, you know, like that's another option. But I mean, that's a more expensive option.
It is. But I mean, if you do have it, that's a great option. But on top of that, to add to what you were saying, first off, having a friend there to be able to give you some knowledge is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like people that have been at the gym for a long time, they that's what they live for. And for you to come ask them a question, they feel great being able to educate you. They feel like, oh, I know what I'm doing, so let me help you. You know
maybe
what I mean?
Like, they might be.
In most cases, like obviously you may not want to bother someone in the middle of their set or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like that's how I kind of got around it when I started was, you know, I started asking some people, right? Like when I was younger doing that stuff, I didn't know of any apps or YouTube or anything like that. So I kind of just went around, I did certain type of things to the point where I'm almost walking up to the machine and I'm looking at which muscle is in red that it's working out. You know what I mean?
No, I've been there. I've been there.
But the feeling judges is absolutely normal. To go in there and feel like, oh man, all eyes are on me. Well, they're not. Most people are listening to music and they're looking elsewhere. So you don't have to feel like scared about that point. And also, the people that will judge are the younger people. The people that honestly shouldn't.
I don't think it's an age thing. I think it can be common in the age thing, but I don't think it's... I think that people that are judging, it doesn't matter what they think anyways, because if they're sitting there judging you at the gym instead of working out, that is their loss.
Yeah, they're the one that has the problem at that point. And the people that are a little bit more mature, like I'll look at anybody at the gym that, you know what, I can tell maybe they're, you know, new or, you know, just recently back after a period of time or anything like that. And I respect those people so much. Those are the type of people I'm like, you know what, congratulations. It wasn't easy getting back here or coming here in the first place. It's hard. You're basically training your body to, like, you know, you've done something for so long, and to break out of that tradition and come in and try something again and, like, or do it and, like, you know, push yourself out of that comfort zone. Anyone that's mature will have nothing but respect for you and want to help.
I agree 100%. I want to talk about kind of an opposing view, or not view, but yeah, I guess view on being judged at the gym, being watched and whatever. And I can pull on from my personal experience. I think others can relate to this too. Sometimes, like, so there is that kind of that fear of being watched, and then you kind of realize, like, people are focused on themselves. And even still, like, especially, I mean, if you're a chick, like, from my experience, guys stare. All, like, it happens.
What? What? No. You're lying.
They do.
I'm like Bird Box, man. My eyes are, like, bandaged. Like, no, I can't see shit.
Not
I
even me?
I bump into shit half the time. I'm sorry. I cannot look.
Anyways. No, they do. People walking by, whatever. I mean, it happens. And that can make you feel uncomfortable, self-conscious, and not nice. And it can be hard to get into your zone. For me, though, I have found that sometimes it can be kind of a motivator. Even if no one is watching, sometimes just being at a gym, I can run further, run harder, lift more, do more, because I feel like there's people around. And I feel like to myself, I can create this entire, like, mindset of, like, if I do one more set, I'm amazing.
Yeah, ten people are gonna line up next to my treadmill. They're gonna start clapping. Oh my God, if I just push this extra kilometer, the staff are gonna come out here and start watching me. And everyone's gonna start talking, like, do you see this girl? She's been on the treadmill for an hour. Have you seen this? Insane. Trust me, I play those scenarios in my head all the time. Right. I'm wearing all gray sweats. I'm Rocky at this point. You know what I mean? I'm like, I got the music going on in my ear. Oh, for sure.
No,
I
can relate. It can be super motivational, because it's just that instead of going, you know, instead of running 15 minutes, you do 20 because you think, you know, I don't know.
Whatever. Someone's going to call me a pussy if I go off right now. Like,
not even that. Just that, like, it's just that it's almost like it's not a real thought. It's almost like a hint of a thought, but it actually helps motivate me sometimes, personally, more than it being at home. And same thing.
I love
with
that,
like,
motivation. I do that all the time.
Same,
like,
with
it,
like,
it's like, I feel like it's almost like a torturing feeling to keep you on.
Well, even like
the pain of keeping going so that your muscles get hurt are not as painful as if you got off and everyone was disappointed. Like, that's almost the one that I flirt with in my head before I...
I don't go that severe. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed if I get off the treadmill.
They did break the record.
No one. There's no one... Okay, so, like, going back into the judging you thing, anybody who's kind of afraid of going... I mean, just, like people... like.
Look, no, who cares?
No one cares.
Who cares?
They don't care.
Who cares?
People.
Why would you care about someone else? And at the end of the day, like, they win if you feel that way and that you let them affect them, because they're the ones that are getting healthy and you're not. Like, don't let them win like that.
Like, just, I don't know. Like, if that's one of your fears, I completely understand. It's completely normal, natural. I feel like everyone has that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, despite who you are, despite your fitness level, like, everyone has that. And most people that are actually, like, they're going to the gym are gonna, like, if you're there, people have a certain amount of respect for you because you're not there. You're here. So you're clearly doing something that is a first step, second step, a billionth step, whatever stage you're in, anyone that's there, I mean, I feel they can, like, hopefully they'll acknowledge the fact that you are there. You're caring about yourself. You're working out. And whether or not you're at the same level as them, they don't care. And like most people don't. They don't care at all. They're working on themselves. And I mean that's the goal of what you want to see. Some people, I'm sure, are fixated on comparing and like the comparison. But don't fall into that trap, because if you don't compare, you're not gonna notice people compare.
Here's another thing too that like I've struggled with personally, and I know that there's a lot that will probably struggle with the same thing, in that. It's not even about comparing yourself to anyone else anymore. It's comparing yourself to who, like how you were the first time, or like the last time you were at the gym or whatever. Like I'm lifting less than half of what I did on a lot of different stuff, you know, and I'm in there, and like my competitive, you know, inner side goes, no, I swear guys, I was better than this. You know what I mean? Not that anyone gives a crap. No one knows what you used to look like back in the day anyways, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was an inner struggle that I had to deal with. And suck it up. You know, like, suck it up. Who cares? Like, use that as leverage too. Look at that and just go like, all right, man, time to re-up and get back to where you were. At least you get a milestone to go like, hey, I got to this point. I was able to get to that point. You can do it again. You did it once,
right? But I think like the main advice that I would give to anyone who's kind of struggling with that feeling is, don't make it about them. Make it a journey between you and you. You're gonna see progress in yourself. You're the first person who's gonna notice your progress, and that will motivate you. So if you focus on the progress you see, the small increments of weight that you increase, the longer you run, the more times you go to the gym, the more flexible you are, whatever it is, that's going to be your motivation.
And be careful of the excuses that you can bring up to yourself. Like, I like how many times I've either heard from myself or other people like, oh, well, what I'll do is I'll do some stuff at home first before I go to the gym so that I'm at least, you know, a little bit more. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you're not going to end up doing it at home. And give yourself 4 days to do it. And if you don't do it, get your ass to
any activity that you're doing. No, and especially if you're at the gym and you're doing, you know, you do cardio and then you're thinking about doing some strength training or whatever, and you think to yourself, well, I'm just going to do a bit at home to gain strength before I can do it at the gym. What the heck? Because you're already spending a certain amount of time at the gym. How unproductive is it to think that you're gonna also do some other stuff at home? I mean, you're already at the gym. You're paying for the gym membership. Use their equipment. Use their space. Time you're there.
I'm talking more over the fact that someone before they get that gym membership, where they're at home and they're telling themselves, you know what? I'll do a little bit for myself so that once I do start the gym, you know, I'll have a little bit of a head start, so I'm not so behind.
No one cares. It's the journey between you and yourself. It's not.
So let's change the subject. Let's go into, within the same bracket, the before and after the workout. I think that a lot of people, they think that the gym is the important part. And it is a important part, mm-hmm. but it's not the only focal point. You gotta look at everything. It's more than just the gym. Mm-hmm. You gotta look at, yes, there's healthy, there's eating, which we won't get into right now.
No.
But you do, based off what your beliefs are, whether you're, you know, vegan, only meat, whatever it is that you believe in, eating is very important. And whatever research you've done, you know, stick with it. I'm only going to put it that for the eating part. When it comes to stretching is so important. And I will have a session with my friend who is a, massage therapist. That will be able to explain the importance down the road of stretching, but it, from what I've gotten little bits and details from him, is that without the stretching, you're actually hindering so much of your growth.
Mm-hmm,
and so these people will come into the gym, including myself, and they will work and they will sweat and they'll lift more until they hit that plateau. But that will happen because your body is starting to get strained, get in pain, your rotator cuff, all these different muscles are starting to hurt or not, you know, as flexible as they used to be. And it is diminishing your growth. And you have to take care of yourself more than just what you're lifting or you're running. Even running, you run nonstop on the treadmill. Your legs are getting beat.
You're not just muscles. And sometimes that is oftentimes your focus at the gym, because that is often what you go to the gym for, to build your muscles, build your strength. But your body, you have to think of it more holistically. Think about your tendons, your ligaments, your bones. All those things are so important, and they all work off each other. And things like stretching and rolling, like I don't know if anyone know, like people know, but
yeah, if they don't, they can elaborate.
There's a foam roller that you can basically, it has these little notches on it, and you roll it on your muscles. And
one's in pain or you feel is just like tense, right?
Yeah, so and it's a different way of kind of releasing that lactic acid without pulling the muscle. It can really help with muscle growth, especially targeted muscle growth, and building strength in a certain area. Especially, I mean, if you are a double jointed person and you've got those long ligaments, rolling can be a really, really useful tool for you if you're trying to build strength and muscle, not have it stretched out too much.
Well, to go further than that, it's also, you know, avoiding injury.
No, yeah, 100%.
Like, injury is probably the most common one where people would just keep going. Ah, my shoulder, my this.
Well, how many people have you met that say, well, I used to go to the gym, but I tore my rotator cuff and then
blah, blah, all the time. And I mean, those are the people that, you know, probably spend more time there than me or you or anybody else. And it's too bad, but they don't take the time to, you know, and it sucks. And it, I feel like that just comes from lack of knowledge again. I don't think it's the person, you know, being lazy. I really do believe that it's a lack of knowledge where the person just coming in there, they come in, they do their session, they leave, they do it over and over again, bam, you're injured.
But you can, thing is too, even if you have an injury, there is still things you can do to stay active. Which I think some people take that, they want that excuse sometimes, I feel.
If you get to the point where you're gymming, where you get an injury, I don't think you're really looking for an excuse. But
no, I'm saying when you get an injury and stop going to the gym,
that's your excuse.
That's what I'm saying. No, but I think people gym to the point of injury, I don't think that's an excuse. I think that is, again, like you said, lack of knowledge. And I think it's super dangerous. And I think too that makes me, because that goes back into like the whole motive thing, where I wonder, what is their motive? Why are you doing this? Why are you pushing yourself
some people
that
do
hard
they
and not listening to your body? Like, yeah, you have to listen to your body.
Well, some people think that they're confused between your body trying to communicate to you that, wow, this is too much, and that body telling you to push more in order to, like, because there's pain attached to working out, mm-hmm. you know, like that.
But
wow,
it's different.
I ripped
it's
my.
Different.
It is, but it is for people like us that know the difference. And I feel like some people, they misinterpret it, and they kind of just keep going, and oh, pain is good. Pain is good attached to the gym. You know, they keep going that run, and then all of a sudden they get injured.
Yeah, that can happen for sure.
All right, here's another one. Let's talk about gym etiquette. I think that's something simple. I think that people just need to know, and that we should talk about, just because I feel like that's one area that you can have friction with the people around. If you don't want eyes on you, maybe you should know at least this.
And I think that there is, well, usually I find that like the etiquette for each gym is sometimes different. There are some things that stay the same, and it is pretty easy to catch on quick, especially if you're the kind of observant, respectful person receptive. Who is looking for those things. And I'll expose something about myself. I don't want to ever rub anyone the wrong way. And so when it comes to joining a new gym or being unsure of those things, I will fully Google, like just flat out, gym etiquette, this etiquette, blah, blah, blah.
You Googled gym etiquette?
I have in the past, 100%. I mean, not recently. Obviously, I know in this stage of my life, like, what is acceptable. In the past, I have definitely Googled things like that, just to make sure, like, even, and then too, like,
it's super respectful, but like,
no, like, I am
beyond me.
And I'm like a level, that's why I'm saying I'm exposing something about myself. I'm not talking about a normal thing. I will Google things like that to make sure that if I go somewhere new or different, I know what the sort of things to do and what things are acceptable and like what is the best way to behave, just so that I make sure I'm in all the green.
So let's talk about some.
Let's examples.
Okay, so I'll throw one out there. You know, just whatever bench, bike, treadmill, anything that you're getting any of your hands, sweat, body on,
wipe it down.
Wipe it down. And like, I'm the type of person that spaces out really easy. So I forget sometimes. Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm sorry. But it sucks. I have to like double back and go, oh, sorry, sir. I was just sitting there. Like, let me just wipe it down for you. Sorry, yeah. You're getting some of my sweat on you. Like, I'll do it. But
well, like every gym, like if you look around, if you're new to a gym, you haven't been to a gym yet, look around. You will see either there is a cloth and spray bottle. There is a device that shoots out like Lysol wipes, whatever it is. There's something. And just take a look around and you'll see people wiping things down.
What else?
It's super respectful. Another thing is talking on your cell phone. People who talk on their cell phones at the gym make me want to die.
Okay, so if you're gonna talk on your cell phone, make it really, really short. Let the person know you can't talk right now. Talk to them.
Hey, I'm at the gym. Call you after and text them. If you're walking, today I got on the treadmill and like at this gym like that we joined, most people are pretty respectful. But today I got on the treadmill and as I was, you know, kind of gearing up, plugging in my headphones, picking my music, whatever, this guy is there talking, like holding his phone up to his face, talking so loudly. I don't even know. It was so.
What workout was he doing?
He was like fast walking on the treadmill.
Fast walking on the treadmill. That's when you know you choose a workout that you can't be
that's
on
the thing.
Your
like,
phone
I'm like, I just doing. I don't know, like I feel like I can't I put my phone on airplane mode more often than not when I'm working out because
I feel like if you're gonna like I pace around in my apartment when I'm talking. Yeah. Stay at home if you're gonna be like literally having a full conversation. You could have the same thing.
Anyways, so talking on the phone, definitely
good one.
A good one. Another one is being respectful of people's space. I find
elaborate.
That it comes in many different forms. So whether you're in a space of multiple empty machines and like say treadmills or bikes, and you just like sit right next to somebody else, like a random stranger, I find that, especially if it's like opposite sex kind of situation, I'm just like, dude, like there is a billion treadmills here.
So kind of like a urinal, right? Don't go peeing in the urinal right next to the guy when there's seven other ones next to it.
Yeah, like just like space it out. Even just one over, I'm gonna be like, thank you, dude, for giving me my space. If everyone's full, I don't care.
I feel like
but
it's
if,
ridiculous.
If there's like that much space, like don't you want to be on your own?
Because I feel I like sure it's something that like, should go unsaid. Yeah. You know, like walking up someone that's like doing curls and like, oh, are you using that dumbbell? Clearly it's in my hand.
That's
you know,
the thing. Like, so when it comes to machines or things like that, people who will hover right beside you, when are you going to be done your set? What set are you on? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, dude, like...
Asking is fine. I am one, okay with
no,
asking.
No, one time being like, hey...
Hovering
blah, blah.
Is
I'm
a
saying,
different story.
Hovering is a completely different story. If they say, hey, like, just by the way, I want to use this next. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, cool, like, I'm
well, I think
up.
That the wording that they should use is like, hey... what set are you on? Do you have long to go for? And then just say, okay, perfect. Just let me know when you're done. I'm like, I'll be next in line type of thing. Just so that they know that whenever they're done, they can come see you, talk to you, let you know. You kind of get first dibs type of thing.
But
that's
I've
super
had people
respectful.
Hover and it's so disruptive.
Are you done now? Are you done now? Are you done now? What about now?
Like, and like, that's and, I get like frustrated and I'm like, dude, like I'm squatting right now and I'm using this. I don't know what you want to say. Like, I'm not gonna just be like, yeah, let me just stop mid workout and give this to you. Like, I'm courteous, but if you're abrasive, I'm not gonna.
I think it comes in different ways too. I think it comes also in addition for what type of personality you are. Like for myself, I'm super social. I'm also not like female where I get those hovering people for, you know,
creepy
female. Yeah, I don't get that. So when someone like will ask me or anything like that, depending on the machine, right? So if I know the person is going to be doing a completely different workout than me, like weight wise or anything like that, I'll tell them the weight. But if it's something like there's machines that you can just basically pull out the little pin and put it at something else
for the weight.
Yeah, I'll be like, are you doing, and if they're using the exact same workout as I am, I was like, okay, just, you know, I'm going to take a break between my sets anyways. Just hop in. You can do it with me. So that's another part of the etiquette. As if you are the person using it and someone is inquiring about using, ask, you know, like at least trying to see if they're using it for the same reasons and whether they can hop in real quick or not.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. And I think, I don't know, in general, I think that just like giving people space, reading the room are very important things at the gym. Because it is such a personal thing. It's so body focused. So, you know, you're sweating, working out, you're in your mind, you're in your head, you're in your body, all these things that require a good amount of space. And the same thing kind of goes and it reflects into the entire gym. Walking into the gym, you know, be respectful of people's frame of mind. Some people are super energetic and social prior, during, and after a workout. Some people have to get in their zone, into their head. You have to be respectful of that. And that goes from walking to the gym, in the change room, walking out of the gym, all those things together.
I'll add another one too. Watching out for whether there's a water bottle or like a towel or something on a certain amount of equipment. That means that someone is using it, and to be respectful of that, try to find something else to do or a different place. But also to piggyback on that, if you're that person that's leaving your bottle or towel, don't leave it there for half an hour. It's not your station forever.
I
know you were ready to jump in. I was like, let me squash this. Okay. So if I'm putting my water bottle down, I am generally like, unless if I'm putting a towel down, yeah, I may leave for like water really quick, and then I'll come back and hover around my station, kind of letting anyone know that I'm gonna be there and I'm about hopping back on for a second. You know, don't, I swear, someone bring three water bottles. All right, I'm gonna use this. It's not like claim, you know, it's not how it works.
Well, and don't like set down your crap and then just go like hang out in the bathroom for 20 minutes. Like, move your stuff to the edge of the room and let their machines be free.
Yeah, and then, or at least let someone else use it, or don't put your towel on it and don't be mad if someone's using it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But those are some of the, at least the traditional things, etiquettes that you can have.
Yeah, for sure, which is super, super important.
All right, so if you were going to give anybody your quick sales pitch. Why they should start doing physical activity, whether it's gym, rock climbing, kickboxing, martial arts, running,
whatever it may be. Well, it's, I mean, number one, every one of these points is gonna sound like a cliche, but it's worth it.
Just do it.
Nike has sponsored this podcast.
They haven't. They haven't.
I mean, they can if they want.
Send me a check.
Fun fact, I buy kids' Nike shoes because my feet are very small and kids' shoes are cheaper. I can still buy Nike shoes.
Why feed up to a toddler? What?
I'm curvy, so I'm not that toddlery.
Sales pitch.
Okay. It is worth it. It actually is. Find something that you're comfortable doing, somewhere you're comfortable at. Research your gyms, figure out where you want to be, if it's women's only, if it's Good Life, Movati, Fit for Less. Find something that fits your life. Whether it doesn't have to be a gym, whatever it is, find something that aligns with what you think is sustainable, and just keep at it. Honestly, get past that 4 month, 5 month peak. The first month is easy. Second month, people die out.
Yeah.
Push past that.
Find yourself a routine.
Make the time. Even if you go to the gym or you go for a run and it's 15, 20 minutes, everyone can spare that kind of time. It's not that much. And that will make a difference in your life and it will grow. Even like honestly, 20 minutes will turn into an hour like this. It will not take long. If you are someone who needs extra motivation, find a friend to go with, find a gym buddy. If you're the kind of person who needs confidence, buy yourself some new gym clothes that you feel good in. Do some research, figure out a place that is gonna make you feel comfortable enough to start. And once you start, you're like, the progress will happen no matter what. Whether it's endurance you're gonna improve, strength, weight you're gonna lose, whatever it is that you're striving for, you will see progress. And another thing focus on not only the physical attributes you're going to experience, but the mind things. You're gonna be less stressed. You're gonna feel more energy. You're gonna be more whole. Just allow that process to take its place.
I'm gonna jump in too. So just from my point of view too. So my quick sales pitch on it is, it helps you in so many. If you want more out of everything in your life, you're talking about, energy, focus. You know, you want to do better at your job, whatever it is. The gym or any type of physical activity, whether you're playing sports or whatever, they will all help. They end up giving you more energy. They help relieve and release stress. So if you're struggling with any of these things, there's no excuse. This is what you need to do to really solve most of the problems, or at least the threshold, the beginning of those problems, in order to be able to tackle it afterwards.
Our bodies are meant to move. We are designed to move daily. So just keep that in mind. Do a little research on it if you want to. We can have another one where we talk about more of the facts of the matter, about how our bodies are designed.
But reach out to us. So find us on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, which we'll share shortly, and just whatever question you have about issues you're having towards the gym, reasons why you've stopped before, anything like that, let's talk about it.
Either we can answer it, or from our experience or our own research, or we can research it for you.
We're here to help. This is why we're doing this.
100%. We want to reach out to us. We really, really do want to help.
So you can find me as Pat Gaskell on Facebook, or Outspoken on Facebook. And you can also go on Instagram. It's Patrick_Gaskell. And those are my social media handles.
Yeah, so again, Laura K on Facebook, or on Instagram, it's Laura Catherine. That's LauraKaathryn. And like Patrick said, just reach out to us. We are very social and talkative people. And we really, really want to hear from you guys. And if you also have podcast requests or ideas in the future, just send us those requests, because we have a long list that we're kind of going through, and it changes every day. And things that you guys want to hear about, we definitely want to dive into. Thank you.
Yeah, what we're going to be doing too is on the social media platforms, we're going to be asking what people want us to talk about, because we have a lot of different topics that we feel super passionate about. I know that you guys have some too. So reach out to us. Let us know what you want our opinions on. We're than happy to help.
100%. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again, and hope you guys have a productive week.
Yeah, till next time.
See ya.